Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. And before we get going too much on Page Street, I got a test for you, Lyle. We came up on this during the morning show, and I just want you to look at this word and pronounce it as best to your ability.
Consortium.
Consortium. I think, is that right? I'll have to go back to the announcer here. Let's see what it said again.
Do I win a prize?
Consortium or consortium.
There you consortium. Go. Pretty close. Pretty close.
That's what I said this morning. Lyle and I are on the same page. Consortium.
Yeah.
Consortium, not sheum.
Was I close? What did I say the first time? Did I say
concert idiom or something like that?
I don't know. I don't know.
There was no sh in your version.
Okay. Okay. I just want to clear that up.
Well,
but you passed the test flying colors.
Passed the test, so I can stay for another
10 months. Yeah,
wow, this is tough.
More business openings.
More business openings. Okay.
Has Lyle been on the hot seat?
Oh, no, not yet. But the InFocus hot seat? You've heard of the InFocus hot seat, haven't you, Lyle?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Apparently he's not been on it.
Okay.
Not yet, but you will be.
Not today. Coming up, a future time.
Yeah, not today, but soon.
All right. We'll, I guess, look forward to that. You know, other things that are going on as we moved around over in Stage Hill. I need some help now too. Stag Hill. We still understand that Genesis Health Club is still going to build their new facility. They own the land there, so we're still awaiting other official word. But
I've been wondering. I'm a member, so I've been wondering about that as well.
Yeah. So we still understand. I mean, they do own the land over there on Stag Hill, so it's their property. So don't know why the slowness. Overhead Door is going to be relocating to 2501 Stag Hill Road. And of course, again, we've been talking about this for years and years, and we're still going to be long after I'm gone talking about it. But NBAF is under construction, and I know, Brady, that you got folks that come in all
Dr.
the time.
Veneer.
Dr.
Yep.
Veneer kind of updates everybody on that. So, again, that project, huge, huge project, and it is going on. Over here close to your radio station, and I think they're getting close to getting wrapped up, but the big apartment complex, the 622 unit called The Links at Casement Road and Marlette Avenue, they opened last fall, or last summer actually, but they're still finishing out their final units, so that should be completed this year. If we go way over onto West Anderson at Scenic Crossing, at Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue, there's a mixed-use development, and it took a long time to get the infrastructure, and the city put a roundabout, and it's a really a very nice area, but there's construction going on. There's some, first of all, there's some single-family housing that is under construction, and you can see that. In fact, a couple of the houses are for sale, and then there's also some duplexes that are under construction, and they are also for sale. But our first official business that's going up out there is ShopQuick. It's on the west side of the development, and people that drive out that area can see that is now got some vertical construction going up. ESB Financial, which is on the east side of Manhattan on the Highway 24, is going to open a second location at that, and they delayed the start of their construction a little bit, but they are going to be underway and hope to have their new bank facility open in 2019. Again, that's at Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue. In that same area, Wildcat Creek Fitness, which is at 800 Annenberg Circle, is adding a second building and a challenge course to the Wildcat Creek Fitness. Hard to say all together like that quick. But
I messed you up with the pronunciation challenge at the beginning of the segment.
Okay.
Consortium.
I take responsibility.
back to consortium. And they hope to start construction here in July at Wildcat Creek Fitness. And then a big announcement that was made. A lot of people wondered what was going to happen to Ray's Apple Market, which on the west side of Manhattan. And we have a car museum that is going there, and Ward Morgan has purchased that shopping center there that includes the old, and he's going to be putting in a pretty neat car museum and hopes to have that open, I think, by the end of the year or first of next year, and That's going to be a great addition, and I think a lot of people will be very fascinated. They're also going to kind of make it an event center so people can hold events there within the facility around these great, unique cars that are being purchased.
Very much so. I'm always kind of big, a little bit of a car nut myself, so I'm pretty excited about that news. Been trying to get Ward to come in on In Focus, and we're going to get that worked out. Yep. Some point over the summer, we're going to get it worked out. But every time I'm like, hey, Ward, I have this date available, he's like out of the country doing something cool.
Right. So looking for another car.
Yeah, probably.
He and Jay Leno, I think, are going to be in competition. But, it's really exciting because it'll be an attraction. He's always going to be having new cars, rotating them in and out. Going to have a museum curator. So, this is going to be done the right way. And again, they're going to make it available. And I think people, the unique cars and the history of some of the cars that he's already purchased, I think people are going to be pretty fascinated with. And it'll be another addition for some things to do for people in the Manhattan area. So,
and I have some requests of cars for, if he's listening, if you're listening, a couple cars I'd love to see. Back to the Future DeLorean,
yep.
like the Back to the Future car, and a Jurassic Park Jeep Wrangler from the first Jurassic Park movie.
There you go. Okay.
So just putting that out there.
Because I think he said a couple of times, let him know, and he might keep his eyes and ears
that would open, be great.
Open for that. That's big, and hope you can get Ward on so he can talk about it and can talk to you about all the different cars he already has, because there's some unique histories with some of those things. Over in the West Loop area, there's some apartments going in at Hilton Heights and Claflin, and the medical center, although they haven't started construction on it, they got approval to add a 30,000 square foot expansion to that facility. So those are some of the things that we know that are going around the community, and there's some other plans that are in the works whether next month or we've got another business, a local business, that's going to be announcing some major expansion plans, and I think by June we'll be able to announce that. So we're still very fortunate in the greater Manhattan area.
There we go. And real quick before we go to this break, any cars you want to see? You got some cars you want to see at this museum?
I got to think about that. I'm a big Mustang fan guy.
Okay.
I think he may have got some of those.
Dave, did you have one? Cars you wanted to see?
The Pope's Lamborghini.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The Pope Guinea.
The Pope Guinea. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I guess it did sell at auction for $1 million.
Wow.
But I would love to see a Super B.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Super B. Or a Roadrunner.
Exciting. We'll get them on. We'll get them on here this summer. More in focus
coming up. The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
You know Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting, but have you seen everything else a Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, plus brooms, dozer blades, even snow throwers. From small home models to large commercial equipment, trim under and around obstacles quickly and make effortless turns. Unique features like the one-touch powerful deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. Grasshopper's quick converter system makes it easy to attach all sorts of implements for year-round use. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, stop by CanEquip in Waumego or visit them online at canequip.com.
CanEquip can. CanEquip can equip you to make you better at what you do.
Do you miss the days of waking up to the smell of your grandma's famous breakfast platter? The Friendship House will take your taste buds on a trip back in time with home cooking that's as good as grandma's, if not better.